thank you for being here. Someone's listening to me. I was asked late last night to step in this morning. I'll talk about Inyan HaDayoyim. Unfortunately, the topic is computer viruses and coronaviruses. No jokes. It's not only a Gzeira Shava. They are related to each other. We'll get to that soon, Mitzvashem. I'd first like to discuss two other Inyan HaLocha to do with diseases. There's a chuvah in the Ramah. We had the landlord and tenant, Shala. Reuven rented out his house to Shimon. They made a kinyan. Before Shimon actually moved in as a tenant, Shimon's wife fell ill with Gelzucht, jaundice or some other disease, apparently a contagious disease. And when Shimon wanted to move into his landlord's place, Reuven refused to allow him in. He's saying, I didn't rent the house to an ill person. Your wife is ill. This is contagious. I'd like to withdraw this tenancy. So the Ramah says, push it. Once you've made the kinyan, the schiras has been done. You can't go back on your word. It's a kinyan gomer, as if you paid for it, if you made a kinyan. He brings the Torah that says, when a landlord rents out a house to a tenant, even though the landlord has his own house, let's say his own house fell apart, he can't then evict the tenant, saying, I don't have where to live now. And if I would have known that this would have happened to me, I would never have given you this house. It's his bad luck. And the landlord has to find somewhere else to live. The tenant is living there. He cannot evict the tenant, even for the biggest doyness in the world. Kolskun says the Ramah here, we're here if the landlord wants. He can move out. The ill person is the tenant. It's the landlord, if he wants not to get in close contact with the tenant, he can move elsewhere. And he cannot be choizer in the schiras. Not only that, says the Ramah, even if the tenant hasn't entered the house yet, he still cannot go back on his kinyan. The tenant has the right to move in, even though the landlord refuses. Once the kinyan has been done, it's as if the tenant has already moved in. And the Ramah just adds a small kasha to that. He brings the Rosh that says, someone made a shidduch, and then he found out, lo eleinu, that the brother of the kallah went to shmad lo eleinu. So the halacha is, the Rosh says, you can be choiz on the shidduch, and that's a non-sahad. If you would have known that the brother of the kallah was going to shmad, you wouldn't have done the shidduch. If so, asks the Ramah, what's the difference between this case and the case of the shidduch? If you would have known this lady with the fallen ill, with this contagious disease, you wouldn't have done the shidduch. You wouldn't have rented out to this tenant. So why is it any different to what the Rosh paskens? Then you do a shidduch, and you find out something which is a big onus, you can go back on your words. Why is this different than renting out? It says the Ramah is a very simple nafkamina between these two cases. When you rent, the landlord rents the tenant, he makes a proper kinyan. And the tenant has rights, acquires something, it belongs to him in certain ways. You cannot be choiz on a kinyan. Once it's done, it's done. A shidduch is dvorim ba'alma. You haven't made any kinyan. When a chusin engages a kala, he hasn't got any balas over her. He doesn't own anything she owns. There's no kinyan whatsoever. Just in a verbal agreement to do something, and an oinus comes along, you can go back on your word, and on sahad, you have never done this shidduch. Masha Enkin, if you made a kinyan, it's as if you paid for something, and once you paid for something, then you cannot go back on your words. As if today, if you buy something in a shop, and you decide to return it, apyalucha, without the minigam and dina, there's no right to return. If you buy something, it's yours forever. You can't change. There's no cool-off period in 14 days to change it. It's yours, it's yours. There's no going back on it.
But by you giving her something and gave her a ring, that's no kinyan of any sort?
That's no kinyan of any sort, no. That's a matona, that's called a gift. There's no kiddushin. Chas v'shalom. We don't do kiddushin nowadays before the nisuin. We agree to do something. We agree to do something, and if an oinus comes along, okay, we can change our minds. Mashenkim is a kinyan, a landlord, a tenant. Once you've done a kinyan with money or with a shtar or any kinyan, kemenega medina, you cannot go back on your words. The tenant has the full right to move in, even though you don't want him to move in. He's done the kinyan ready. He has some type of ownership, which you cannot just walk away from this kinyan. Now, this interesting part, the more goes on. What about this contagious part? The master, this woman, has a disease, and the landlord is scared of catching this disease. So the more says, whoever says this is a contagious disease, kulei hevel, nonsense. Be'emes Hashem isale, Hashem, he... He heals people and fakir as well. Nothing to worry about. Hakol b'day shemayim. One point he says. Hakol b'day shemayim. Another point he adds. If so, you're going to rip out all dina b'kecholim from the Shulchan Aruch. We have all halachos of b'kecholim. And if we never find anywhere where there's a difference between a contagious disease and a non-contagious disease, so obviously there's nothing to worry about. Kolchkin says there more. Third point, in our case, this case which he had, there's a very common disease. Everyone has this illness in his house. You cannot say this is an illness. I never thought of this, I didn't think this would happen. This is so common, you can't go back on your words for this type of disease, which is so common. That's the Ramah finishes the tshuva. Now, today's poskim talk about the first point in Ramah, where he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaRoifei HaMoichetz, don't worry about Hakol B'dei Shemayim, nothing to worry about, go ahead and allow this tenant, even without the kinyonim part, there's nothing to worry about. The Shevet Alevi, the Klausenburg Rebbe Divrei Yatzvah, I'll quote his words, what he says quite strongly. Divrei Haramo, Temuhim Mitzad HaSvorav HaMetzias. That's what he says. Very strange words of just going blindly and saying, Hashem will take care of me and there's nothing to worry about. They try and minimize or quantify the words of the Ramo. And Be'emes in Hilchos B'Kecholim, there are cholim which you don't visit face to face. For example, cholim is embarrassed, he doesn't want you to come into his house or to see him in his state. Nevertheless, the Halachos B'Kecholim don't fall away. There are ways of visiting the sick, even though you can't actually come into close contact with them. The Shulchan Aruch talks about going to the outer room and talking to the cholim behind the closed door or the open door, asking what he needs and seeing that he should have whatever he needs. So you haven't actually ripped out all the halachos of b'kecholim, even though there are contagious diseases. There are ways of b'kecholim to get round the way of b'kecholim people who have these type of diseases. And they bring a medrash rabba, which is quite famous now. Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish talk about distancing yourself from a metzora which was some type of contagious disease, and the Medrash talks about daladamas or 100 amas, how much you have to distance yourself, and the Medrash says lepig, it depends if there's a wind which can bring the choli towards you or not. And the Medrash brings Rameya wouldn't even eat an egg from a chicken that hatched in a street where a Metzora lived. They were so careful to distance themselves even from an egg which has a shell which came out of a chicken which came from that street. That's how far they took precautions not to get close to these types of diseases. So we do see that Chazal in many places discuss this of not getting too close to cholim. So it's difficult to understand what the Rambam says, don't worry about these contagious diseases. The Tzitz Eliezer, Reval Magzachon Rucha, discusses this. He has quite large sections in his forum to do with medicine and refuah. And he says, if emphasizes the Rambam talks about a case where it's not necessarily contagious, and what the Rambam considered, the disease the Rambam quotes as being contagious, today, nowadays, we know that's not true. So we see that it's not black and white, obviously in cases where we don't know for sure. So the Rambam talks about a case where you're not sure, and therefore, especially as the Rambam ends off saying, everyone has that, so we don't have to be worried in those cases. The emphasis is, let's be realistic. When people have these contagious diseases, if you're a doctor, as a doctor will know, what would the doctors do when someone with a contagious disease comes into his practice or he has to visit someone? Now, says the Tzitz Eliezer that Be'emes, we know, a person is not allowed to put himself in a chashash sakona to save someone else's life. Chayaku koidmin. Your life has priority. And al-pi halacha, you're not allowed to put yourself in a danger to save someone else's life. How can a doctor then have a practice and treat patients, get into contact with ill people and contagious diseases all day and all night? Says the Tzitz Eliezer, sometimes you have to do what you have to do. If not, there won't be a world without doctors. And he says, he brings a raya from previous achronim, discuss b'mei chazal, b'mei dovad ha-melech. We had melchemes ha-reshus. We had wars. Klal Yisrael went to wage war, even though just to conquer land, not because they were fighting off enemies. Can you voluntarily conscript yourself to the army? Dovid HaMelech took people to the army. You're putting yourself in a sofek sakona to go to war. And we see that's minhaga shel olam. So that's not considered, if you do something, you do what you have to do, that's not considered putting yourself in a sofek sakona to save other people's lives. And therefore, a family member or a doctor is allowed to get close, as careful as he can be, to these people that have diseases, because these choylim need a refuah. You can't just let them die and pretend they're not there because I can't put myself in a chashash sakona. If it's your family, it's no worse than the shiva kroivim, which are mechuyev al pidin, to be metapul in a mess. And lahavdil, someone, your family member is ill, you have to get close to him in order to save his life. He is a vada sakona. You have to do what you have to do, as careful as you can be, and that's menhoga shel olam. That's the heter for doctors to have practices. And then he has another interesting chazal. Chazal say, Be'emes, we all do this. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, b'yoyim atit neschore. You have to pay a worker on the day he did his work. Why? Says the Gemara. The Pasuk says, a workman, ve'elov unoyses nafshoi. He needs this money for his sustenance. Ve'elov unoyses nafshoi. And Chazal say, mipnei ma'az ha'olah bakevish. Why did this person go up the ramp? Why did this person hang himself on the top of the treetops to cut the fruit for you? He endangers his life for a bit of money. So we see in the Torah Panos, you're allowed to put yourself in a chashash sakona. People do that. The Torah is saying that that's what people do. Oy bazoy, a doctor can put himself in a chashash sakona to save people's lives, because that's the Torah Panos, this is the way the world, Hashem created the world. And therefore, you cannot ignore a family member, or a doctor cannot ignore a patient, obviously as careful as he'll be. He's doing, and in such a case, then that person does have a shmirah min hashamayim. The Rambam is not just talking about blind emunah, which we should have, be that madrega. But even if we're not that madrega, nevertheless, someone who is a family member or is a doctor has the heter al pi Torah to go ahead and help these cholim to have a refuah shleima. Adkan is the first topic. Now going to another topic, an interesting topic, which I hope is not negeir bizman hazeh. Before the war, many Poskim talked about this case where people had contagious diseases, and they, after they healed, the hospitals used to take their clothing, all their belongings, and burn them for fear of contamination. And the question was, is a chole who knows he has this type of disease allowed to put on tefillin, knowing that the hospital doctors will take his tefillin after his, when he leaves the hospital, they're going to burn his tefillin. And that's what they used to do. And the Poskim before the war talk about this extensively. I'll talk about the last achronim, I think I'll talk about it. I'll quote the Negros Moshe. And the Negros Moshe, amongst, I think, most Poskim, or quite a lot of Poskim, says strongly, Chas v'shalom, the choyle is not allowed to put on tefillin. I, tefillin is a bit to say the rice, they put on tefillin every day. He's an oinus rachmona patre, knowing that these tefillin are going to be burnt. It's like, not less than if you see a raging fire and tefillin lying on the side and you're walking away and not saving them, you'd be oivein iser. You see there's a fire coming, and it's even more than that. If you put tefillin in the place where you know the fire will come in a few hours and a few days, you're walking into a place where you know this tefillin are going to be burnt. It's like putting the tefillin into a fire which is coming. It's more than just gram ibud kisvei hakodesh. You're actively doing something to, you're putting the tefillin next to the fire, and they say the tefillin is the onus, you can't put on tefillin, and that's you can't be ma'abed kisvei kodesh. The Igros Moshe has an interesting sofek. He says, maybe, he suggests, what would be if the chole would walk into the hospital wearing tefillin? That means, if I hold the tefillin in my hand, because tomorrow I'm going to put on tefillin, and in 2 days' time they're going to burn it. Obviously, you can't do that because you're walking with tefillin into a place where tomorrow you'll do a mitzvah, and 2 days' time you'll do an aveira. There's no heter to do that. But if you put on tefillin, you walk into the hospital wearing tefillin. We have this concept of asay doicha lois asay. I have now a mitzvah asay of putting on tefillin. I have a lois asay of not being ma'abed kisvei kodesh, just burning tefillin. So, if I'm walking into the hospital with tefillin on, I'm in the middle of the mitzvah. You can't stop me doing the mitzvah. I say doicha lois asay, which is quite a strong point to allow to circumvent the issa of loy sa'as ken Hashem lekeichem, or ibet kisvei kodesh, because now I'm kind of mitzvah, I say doicha lois asay.
Are you saying, Rabbi, that at the time you put them on,
you put them out outside the hospital, you're walking...
You put them on with the azel, so the thing of them being burnt didn't apply
because
you
weren't. Right. Well, I say doicha lois asay. You're allowed to go ahead and be mekayem asay, knowing that there is a lois asay which is being nitcha.
Isn't there a sphere here? If he was a choyle, and if he was walking into a hospital, right, he's defining himself as a choyle if he left it to do him at home.
Yeah, but now he's acting. The choyle is allowed to put on tefillin.
He's not going on a journey overnight, taking his tefillin with him, going to hospital as a choyle.
Yes, you are right. But let's. Before he enters the hospital, there's no chashash of anyone burning his tefillin. Right, him walking into the hospital doors, they're going to now confiscate and take away everything he's wearing. So his idea of asay doicha loisa. Then he says an interesting thing. No, we wouldn't say asay doicha loisa. Say in such a strong loisa. Say he brings the raya from Iran Nedachas. Iran Nedachas. We see the Gemara says when there is one mezuzah saves the whole town from raising the city of Iran Nedachas. Why? If you have an asay of burning. It's the other way around. You have an assay of burning down the town, and you have a lois assay of burning the mezuzah. We see this lois assay is so strong, you can't burn the city because there is a mezuzah in place. The Torah doesn't allow you to do that. So for some reason, we don't know why, this lois assay of lois assay of ibet kisvei kodesh won't fall away ever. Not for the big mitzvah, not for burning in a daras, and not for putting on tefillin. Why? Maybe because it's a type of chilul Hashem of burning tefillin. Ma'abed kisvei kodesh, so chilul Hashem is not nidcha for asay doicha lois asay won't apply. We have to look for sforos. Why not? But we see clearly that this lois asay lois asay chilul Hashem lekeichem ibet kisvei kodesh won't fall away for any mitzvah asay. That's his raya. And then he brings another interesting raya, having a tamsis of a couple of tshuvas. Where in Shulchan Aruch, someone brought him this raya, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, a place where a mezuzah will be vandalized by goyim, you don't have to put a mezuzah on your front door for fear of the goyim vandalizing mezuzah. A mezuzah is again a mitzvah asay deraisa, and we see because of chashash ibut kisvei kodesh, there's a waiver to this mitzvah. This is quite a strong raya. Even though it's nishmamash raya, because mezuzah is a constant, you cannot, don't have to every day buy a mezuzah. Obviously, Chatari wouldn't mechayv you to give out so much money to every day buy a mezuzah, and knowing that it's going to be burnt. Mashayin Gitfil is not mamash this similar, but he brings this as a smach raya of the choymadvo ibud kisvei HaKodesh. I just want to bring one raya, which my shvei zechon ruchon shal shuvas mishnah luchas. He talks about this as well. So talking about 60, 70 years ago, where it could have still been some practice in some places for some diseases. And he brings an interesting raya from a Gemara Avodah Zarah. Gemara Avodah Zarah Afyut Ches says, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was ill. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, we know from Pekubis how his, about the Torah, how chush it was for him. Nevertheless, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian went to visit him. And Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma told Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian, Chanina Achi, my brother Chanina, do you know, do you realize what you're doing? You are Makal Kelis Barabim, you're sitting learning Barabim, and Sefer Torah Munach Bechekho, you have a Sefer Torah, you're holding Sefer Torah, and teaching Klal Yisrael Torah. The Roimim, this Umazu, Munach Shemaim, they were Makhar Beis HaMikdash, they killed all the Tzadikim, and I hear you're still learning Torah Barabim. So Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian said, Umaloi, this is something which is applicable nowadays. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said, "Ani oyim lechodvurim shel tam, va'ato oyim li minashamayim rachmu." Ichret zedazach. I'm talking to the point, and you're saying, "Da'ei b'shevet helfen." Get real. That's what Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma tells Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian in the Gemara Avodah Zarah. And Rabbi Yisrael says, do you know what's going to happen? They're going to burn you with the Sefer Torah together. And the Gemara carries on. Was from the Asura Rogi Malchus, and the Taka killed him with the Sefer Torah, saying in Piyat and Yom Kippur. And his daughter said to him, Abu, how can I see you in such a position? Such a Omalei said to her, if I would be myself burnt, been a problem. Now that I'm burnt together with the Sefer Torah, Hashem who will be noikim the nikvus of Sefer Torah. I'm in good hands. I'm in the Sefer Torah's hands. That's what Bechanina ben Tradin, Aruga Malcha say. Just one interesting point. We've seen this Gemara. Bechanina ben Tradin, knowing that the Sefer Torah will be burnt, didn't learn Torah Shabbat Peh. He could have closed Sefer Torah and taught Bal Peh. Nevertheless, he thought it was important. If this mitzvah now is limit Torah, I will teach Torah with Sefer Torah. I lamas. I know. The goyim are going to burn the Sefer Torah, so I'm an oynus for close to Adam Kesham Lekechem. Who says the oynus is for not to learn Torah Barabim and then the Sefer Torah be burnt? Maybe the oynus is the other way around. I'm going to do what I have to do. The mitzvah now to put on film. The mitzvah is now to learn Torah Barabim, the Torah Sefer Torah, knowing 100% sure that the Sefer Torah will be burnt, and the goyim will be punished. It's the oynus for close to Adam Kesham Lekechem. A smach raya to the other. Position. I'm just bringing interesting points to see the two. It's not the extensive rise from Shas Apostle, Mahina Heh, Shem Rachim. Just to finish this interesting halacha point, that Shabin Ruv had a brother, the Chazoy Nochem, who was killed in the Second World War, and Shabin Ruv after the war told Ramashulam Rat, the chairman of its roof, wrote Sefer Kol Mavasa. They once had a discussion about this topic, about this burning tefillin for a choyle who had this contagious disease. And the Chazoy Nochem was also the poskim who asked the choyle to put on tefillin in such a case. And the Shabinov told this from Shulam Rot, you should know my brother, the Chazoy Nochem, Hashem Yikon Domoy, don't think he took Hanochas tefillin lightly. He told him the story when he was killed, how he was killed when Germans captured them, and he took them and went through his belongings and saw his tefillin, took his tefillin out and threw it on the floor, and due to that the Chazoy Nochem suffered heart failure and died shortly afterwards. So the Kedusha of tefillin was so great in his eyes, he just couldn't take the Ibud Kisva Kodesh was so connected to the Kedusha of tefillin, it's nothing to take lightly. Ad kan Hashem Yikon Domo v'nekoyim nekodam avodech ha-shofech and nekoyim sefer Torah ala Kisva Kodesh. Outcome topic number two. Now, topic number three, which we started off saying the connection between computer viruses and coronavirus is no joke. A person infects someone else's computer. You put a you send the virus to someone else's computer, and you mazik his computer, you mazik his data. Are you chayv or not? We know there's such a thing as hezek she'ena nikah, which doesn't apply now. I'll say why. The Gemara talks in Gittin and other places in the Shas, hezek she'ena nikah, a hezek which you can't notice from the outside. The Gemara gives three examples. The Mishnah says, hamatama v'hamadama v'hamanasich. A person is matama, someone else's fruit. Madama, he takes someone's truma and throws it into chulin, and all the chulin now becomes also for Yisrael, Razor. Hamanasich, someone's manasich yayin of a zora, he pours a yayin in front of a zora. You can't see anything on the fruit or the wine. There's nothing tangible. Matama v'hamadama v'hamanasich is considered hezek she'ena nikah. And the halacha is hezek she'ena nikah. Poter b'dinei udam v'chayv b'dinei shemayim. Not to be amazed of a knas, but in general terms, b'dinei shemayim v'chayv, but b'dinei udam is poter. Now, if you put a virus to someone else's computer, that's not considered hezek she'ena nikah. Why not? Yeah, on the external PC, you can't see any difference, but you can see the hezek done inside the computer. So it's a hezek ha'nikah. That's not considered hezek she'ena nikah. It's very nikah. There's a difference before and a difference after. So if you b'mazed infect someone else with a virus, Yochai b'dinei udam. Not only that, if you put in a USB with an infection in someone else's computer, I didn't know there was a virus on my USB. You also mechuy b'dinei udam, because when it comes to mazik and nizik, echada meizid v'echada shoygik, no thing I didn't know. You should have been careful before you did something of that sort to make sure that you're not infecting someone else's computer. That is, if this virus got activated by you putting USB in someone else's computer. Most times, or other times, you can infect someone else's computer by sending him a link or putting infected USB, and then the person, the owner, opens up a file, and then he infects the computer himself. So now that's a stage back. That's not mazik, a direct hezek. That's an indirect hezek. It's like you put, in the Gemara's example, you put poison in front of a behemoth, and the behemoth eats up the poison on its own. So you're chayev b'dinei shamayim, but you're put b'dinei udam, because you didn't feed the behemoth with poison. You put the virus there, the trap for the person to fall into. Yeah, you overflayed mechshlam natoira, but you can't be moitzi mum pibezin for if someone carried on and he actually activated the infection himself. So again, nothing to do with hezek she'ena nikah. Hezek she'ena nikah is something you can't see. It's like if you shine a laser beam in someone else's eyes, you can't say hezek she'ena nikah. If you are mazik someone, you're chayav b'dinei udam. This is definitely hezek ha'nikah. If you contaminate someone with a virus in a computer, if it's an indirect, then it's chayav b'dinei shemayim, put b'dinei udam. The same way, if you know you have a disease and you walk into a place and this disease is contagious, and Alpi Minig Ho'olim, not only Medina, someone who has a disease is supposed to be confined. It's not Allah Nizik La'ach Zatim Namazik. It's not the healthy people have to avoid the ill people. It's the ill people, they have the chiyuv to avoid the healthy people. So if they walk into a place and directly, the doctor will tell us exactly how it works directly, but if to my understanding, if you sneeze on someone and if that actually activates this virus, then you have the mazik biyodaim. It's a hezek hanukkah. When some falls ill, it's a hezek hanukkah, and you've done it biyodaim or beguf. You've been mazik someone. You've shot a direct arrow into him. If you touch his hands, and that person goes in and touches his hands and puts his hands into his mouth, then that will be considered an indirect hezek because this person activated this virus himself. So it's this dina hezek and nizik apply to how this or other diseases can affect each other. Just to finish off with one vort of Tiferes Shloimeh. Tiferes Shloimeh says the pasuk in Tehillim, which says, "Vayamod Pinchas vayefalal vateutza magefu vatechushev loy letzduka ledoyr vadoyr ad oylam." Pinchas was nispal in the Ramidbar, the magefa stopped and considered an eternal schus for him. He saved Klal Yisrael. Ask the Tiferes Shloimeh, Aaron HaKohen also saved Klal Yisrael from a magefa in bizman Ramidbar. Vayak tektoris. And he stopped the Malach HaMovis. Why doesn't he get this credit of Atechushev le'tzduk le'doir adorim? Why is Pinchas so special in Ischus, says the Farshlaim Bekitza, he says, Aharon was a great doctor, great physician. He was Machlik Toiris. Pinchas was a small doctor. What's the difference? A small doctor is much more accessible. Everyone can get hold of. Aharon HaKohen is Machlik Toiris, Masha Beis, Mishka Kaim, Masha Mishka Kaim. We don't have Toiris nowadays. Pinchas took it out to him. Vayam Pinchas Vayfal. And he stopped my gate with the Bissel Telim. Bissel Tfilis. Teaches that every single door this is the way to be Mevatel Magefa, is with Tfilis, and that's the Tzedukah that Pinchas taught us how to be Mevatel Magefa. Hashem should help all the Choylim, those who know, those who don't know, should have a Refu Shalem, and those who are well should stay well. Ad Bis Mashiach Kenim Heri Meni Umen.
We can watch all the children on that. Until further notice. And one more show tomorrow.
One more life.
So if you have a previous tour where you can watch it at home.
That's the best.
Is less than for sure.